Chances are you'll see more of a police presence the next time you walk down State Street. Santa Barbara's Police Department is devoting 2 officers to the downtown foot patrol. The move comes in response to growing number of complaints about aggressive transients who are panhandling or hassling locals and tourists. More than 36 restaurants and businesses on State Street have closed in recent months, and the Downtown Business Organization is looking into how to turn things around. But amid the closures, one longtime business owner is bucking the trend. Amy Cooper, owner of the gift shop Plum Goods, recently opened up a second store on State Street. Cooper spoke with me about why she decided to build a bigger presence in downtown Santa Barbara.
There are a lot of vacancies on State Street, and one of the reasons I expanded is because this space next door to me became available, and I'd always wanted to expand my business into this ethically made clothing arena that I didn't have room for in my current business. So I wanted the same idea that I have with my first store, which is handcrafted, fair trade, recycled, U.S. made. I wanted to expand that into offering clothing and shoes for men and women in that same arena. So it was more for me an opportunity to expand what I already wanted to do. And when the space became available and it was right next door, I pursued it with the landlord and was able to get a similar rent deal that I have at my first store. And so I thought it made sense for my business. But I wouldn't say it was necessarily a vote in confidence in State Street, because I could already see that we were heading for a lot of vacancies. And that definitely affects my business.
Is there a way of you knowing who your customer base is? Do you know if it's more locals or tourists? Because I know Santa Barbara's a really big tourist hub, and you see those those cruise ships coming in the harbor a lot, things like that.
Yeah, the cruise ships are not big spenders, and I've talked to a lot of businesses who say the same thing. We don't see a real bump in sales from the cruise ships, but we do see our business is primarily, I would say, 80% tourist-based, especially, I mean, I can't speak to the new store. We've only been open since December 1st, so that might attract more of a local base since it's clothing, but the gift store is 80% tourists, although at Christmas time, December, it's primarily locals. So we do get a lot of locals in. But Santa Barbara in general is a tourist-based economy. And the head of the Visit Santa Barbara organization told me that they've polled tourists, and the number one reason they state for coming to Santa Barbara is to shop. So it's very important that we maintain the vitality and the culture and the lifeblood of downtown Santa Barbara, because if the restaurants are dependent on retail, hotels in a lot of ways. I mean, if people are going to come up for the weekend from LA, yeah, they're going to go to the beach, they're going to go to the wharf, they might go wine tasting, but walking up and down State Street is one of the main attractions of Santa Barbara. So I think everyone, including the city, is now getting really focused on what is going on State Street and how can we fix this vacancy rate and this incredibly rapid loss of businesses we're currently seeing. I think it's the most rapid that Santa Barbara's ever seen.
What would you say some of the biggest challenges as a small business owner on State Street is?
Obviously, the rent is high, although it's high all over California. Now, I would say the vacancy rate, because when every other storefront is empty, you start to really lose foot traffic. We've already seen since I've been here almost 7 years, 6.5 years. There's much lower foot traffic going on right now than there was when I opened. And I opened at a time when we were considered still in, nationally considered in a recession in 2010. But there's even lower foot traffic at this point. I think we're at risk of losing this kind of international brand that Santa Barbara has. People want to come from all over the world. So my challenge definitely is that I'm dependent on who's walking down the street, who's coming through town. And of course, e-commerce affects all of retail. People, even locally, if they do most of their spending online and they're not supporting any of the local businesses, we're really going to see State Street go away. And I'm not sure people are aware of that, how much that the tax revenue and the employment and everything that goes on with having a vibrant downtown, it affects our home values, it affects everyone's bottom line, whether they know it or not. So those kind of different elements of people shopping a lot online is a huge challenge for us. And then how many people are coming to Santa Barbara is a challenge for us. And then the current state of State Street from homelessness, which is talked about a lot, but which is a very complex issue because it's not illegal to be homeless, as the police would be the first to point out. So they have challenges in how to manage that. So between the homelessness and vacancy and that kind of feeling that State Street is deteriorating a little bit, and then e-commerce and then lower visitor rates, that's a real challenge to afford the rent and the employment, you know, to employ people and pay them fairly and get the kind of goods that I'm getting because I don't have the markup everybody else has. I'm not buying stuff for really cheap and marking it up like a lot of other stores are doing. I'm buying handcrafted, fair trade, recycled. So my margins are really low. So I have that added stress level of trying to keep the business open.
When you're spending that much money on a space, the products that you're going to be putting in that space, there's no way to afford that.
Well, there's another big that's really interesting. That's the spaces on State Street are huge. So back in the day, with these big stores and big department stores or whatever it was, it's very, very hard. If you have a 2,000, 4,000, 5,000 square foot store, who can go in there? More and more, the chain stores, that's the stuff people are buying online. That's not where the future of retail is going. The future of retail is experiential. It's local. It's things they don't have in their own town. It's you know, more of that one-of-a-kind experience. But then you have the struggle of when a lot of the vacancies on State Street are 4,000 and 5,000 square foot spaces, who could afford to go in there or even, like you said, not just pay the rent, but have enough merchandise and be a big enough operation to do that. And so this was something that Barrett Reed, who developed Topa Topa and Llama Dog and that whole project, he talked about the 4,000 square foot problem on State Street and trying to get, you know, collectives of people and break it up like he did with that space, where maybe people can take a big space but break it up into a little, you know, wine tasting and some retail and some food and a few other things, because it is really challenging to have these huge chunks of real estate on State Street once you do the math on the square footage and triple net and insurance and, you know, everything else. It's a huge hurdle for any small locally owned business to go in.
How do we attract more business, maybe get housing for the homeless? It just seems like there could be a lot of cooperation between local government and small business owners, things like that, to combat multiple problems at the same time.
Yeah, I agree. I think that I just got interviewed today by KEYT because I went to a city council meeting and I spoke and I mentioned that I get recruited by other cities to bring my business Plum Goods to their city. And that's been happening for a little while now. And I didn't even know cities did that. But there's other cities that have gotten more proactive about saying we really have to preserve our downtown. I mean, San Luis Obispo is doing a great job. They have a super vibrant, super successful downtown. Other places are doing things to keep the, you know, keep the right retailers there or attract other retailers, fill vacancies. And now the Santa Barbara Downtown Organization is getting really involved in that, and the city and the city council. I think part of this is that everything changed so fast. I don't think any cities didn't used to have to worry about their downtowns or about their shopping areas. It was just kind of full and everybody was happy and there you go. So partly it's just realizing, oh, this is a problem and, oh, we need to do things differently. And like you said, it needs to be that whole, it needs to be everyone. It needs to be the police with the city council, with the mayor, with the business owners, with the landlords. And I'm happy to say, I feel like that's happening. I've been to a few meetings over the past month where those different people are all getting together at the same table and saying, how do we solve this? Because everyone's realizing this is something that's going to take all of us to solve. It's not one person, or it's not even one organization that can solve it. Because it's, you know, with the homeless, that's complex, and people being able to afford to live in Santa Barbara and just everything. It's really a complex situation. But without this downtown State Street, I think that it would be a really drastic effect on Santa Barbara overall and on our economy and jobs and housing and everything.